Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming in from Susan Bess. She is originally from Grenada, but she grew up in the British Virgin Islands, and that was her song entitled My Rock. You know, she was singing from the tender age of 7, man. She could sing, and she is a worshiper. You know, she grew up in the church. Her father was the pastor, and she has really been passionate about her ministry, man. She's doing big things. She does stuff in Africa, the U.S., and she just is all about ministry, man. She's doing big things, man. I want you guys to go online. Check her out, Susan Best, all right? Check out, man. Support her, all right? Awesome, awesome ministry, man. My rock. You know Jesus is our rock. Good stuff, Susan. And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome some members of the gifted ministering sibling group that loves the Lord with all their hearts. They uplift the Lord and they reach out to generations near and far. The Queen Rhea and the King Paco. Their brother and sister, the multi-stellar award receiving, multi-Grammy award nominated, multi-dub award nominated group out of Houston, Texas, the Walls Group. Welcome, y'all.
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, what's up? That was so great. Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's an honor to have you guys.
Hi, Paco and Rhea, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. You know, you guys are amazing, you know, and I know there is about 8 of you guys and 4 is in the group, the Walls Group, and I know it is a musical family, but my question to you today is there anyone in the group that do not have the passion for music? Is there something else that they want to pursue rather than music?
Hey, landlord. What's
hey
up?
Hey, landlord. What's
great,
up?
I think that music is definitely the root of everything, but in a household full of 8 people, 10, including the parents, then you have all kinds of different things. You have people running track, playing basketball, drawing, cooking. You just have a plethora of a lot of things. So yes, we're doing music and singing, but people want to do everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. Everybody got their hand in a little bit of everything.
All right. I got you.
The family's doing okay. Everybody's good, I pray. Music City, Daryl, and also Aja.
Yes, everybody.
Yes.
You know, there are awesome gospel family groups like the Clark Sisters and BB and CC and the Williams Brothers, the Group Fire, Mary Mary, Dawkins and Dawkins, the Pace Sisters, and it goes on and on. But you know what? There ain't nobody like the Walls Group, right?
I'll take that.
For real, man. You know, you guys are amazing, man. You guys been doing it for a while, and you guys are setting a standard, man. Great stuff. I have another question for you guys. You know, there is a TV and a radio host that lives in North Carolina, but he's originally from the Bahamas, and his name is Mario Steele, and he has a question for you.
As I'm listening to your song, I Need You, I just could feel the love and the anointing all through that song, and it reminds me of John 10 and 10. You know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God said that he has come that we may have life more abundantly. What inspired that song, I Need You? Because that's all I feel. I feel is that, look here, Lord, I need you in the time of trouble. I need you in the time of need. I need you in my good times and my bad times. Lord, I need you. What inspired you to write such a powerful song? Because this song is absolutely amazing. Because everyone out there, if they don't want to say it out loud, they need Jesus. So what inspired you to write such an amazing song, I Need You?
Well, Mario Steele, first of all, your name is really cool. Mario Steele, besides Marco. But, the goals of life, I want to say life inspired I Need You, and being able to articulate it was a challenge, but we were able to come together and I think artfully put together a song that really voiced the feelings of so many Christians, but not even just Christians, just humans, and try everything, try until it has to really have to go see what's up with the Lord and see that he really got what they need and what they're trying to access. And so, yeah, that's how it came about.
All right, man. But it's a beautiful song that carries a strong message. And many times we feel we are a one-man gang, but we are nothing without the Most High.
And also your album, Four Walls. Tell us about it.
Well, I always say that the album Four Walls, it came from an idea of actually me going in the studio, being contrary, saying, that's it, I want to do my own song, I want to sing this song. And Warren actually taking me serious and making me go through and singing my own song. And from there, he was like, I want to hear everybody's, like, I want to hear what Jesus is to everybody. Like, what's your take on Jesus? Like, what's your feel on Jesus? And everybody got in the studio and they got their song and they sang their song. Mm-hmm. And that there came, you know, Four Walls. And so you have all of us singing our own song with, of course, us singing the songs together. And, you know, I think that it's an album where you get to hear everybody, where we've come from, where we've been, and where we are. And so individually and collectively. So.
Wow, that is wonderful.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful song, and I am loving it.
Well, Rhea and Paco, man, we are so glad to have you on. And big ups to the entire group, the Walls group. You guys are doing it. And we appreciate you so much. Keep letting God use you like you're doing. Really appreciate you. Thanks for joining us, Rhea and Paco, the Walls group.
Yeah, Mr. Mike B and Mr. Landlord, it's always an honor for us to talk to y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all for playing our music and just loving us. So just thank you for having us, and thank y'all for loving us.
Everybody in the Bahamas, everybody in the Caribbean, and Africa, and all the islands, we truly appreciate y'all's time and support, just really taking the time to listen to our music and appreciate it and showing us love.
Amen, man. And we appreciate you guys too, man. Just keep up the great work, man. God bless.
Lord, you should know I've tried it on my own. Put my faith in me, but the truth came to be, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And I'm sure you can tell, but I ain't been well. Away from your presence, feeling lost, getting desperate. I need you. Lord, I need you. Living on my own, and everything is going wrong. Didn't want to admit it, but now, Lord, I get it. I need you. Lord, I need you. And I want you to know, wherever you go, I follow you, Lord. You see me through, Lord, I need you. Oh, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you. no gimmicks, no strings. Do it my part, you can have all of me. Nothing will ever come between. Lord, I need you.
That's The Walls, brothers and sisters. They're sounding good in the neighborhood. Daryl Walls, Rhea Walls, Aja Walls, and Paco Walls. The Walls Group. They've been singing since they were very, very young. And then Kirk Franklin heard them, and he picked them up and produced them and got them moving along with their recording ministries. They've had great producers along the way, and now they're with the record company My Block, owned by Warren Campbell and his family, Erica Campbell and all of them. And Warren Campbell is the producer, too, and now they've got their new single sound, I Need You. Really a beautiful song with a good, good word. Lord, I need you. Can do nothing without you. Can do all things with you. Hallelujah. And we want to thank Rhea and Paco of the Walls Group for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. And Lord, it's always nice to see, you know, siblings getting together and praising the Lord in whatever capacity. And surely the Walls brothers and sisters be doing their thing, ministering and uplifting the Lord wherever they go. The Walls Group sounding good, man.
Mike, they continue to bring us beautiful and anointed music over the years, and it's always a pleasure to have wonderful people like themselves right here on the show. But coming up next is Tashara, and she is from out of the U.S., and when she's not in the studio cooking up some tasty, sweet music, she is out helping and assisting people. She says that is her passion, and she just loves assisting people. She's in the insurance business when she's not in church, doing her thing, you know, and I want you guys to check out her latest song entitled Prayer Changes Things.
My friend's life changed today. He took them all away. All of her sins are gone. They've all been washed away. It took some time to get here, but now she's here and free from sin. And I thank you, Lord, for showing her the way back to you. And through her testimony, I felt his presence. Through her testimony, my faith has increased through her testimony. I learned through obedience, you'll find the truth. Through her testimony, my faith became renewed. Things. See, your life can change today. He wants to take them all away. All of your sins will be gone. He'll wash them all away. He died to show his love for you. Now he's reaching out his hands to you. Simply come as you are, and he'll elevate you to your best. And through your testimony, you'll feel his presence. Through your testimony, your faith
Tashara Boykin is a beautiful and gifted songstress with a wonderful spirit, and she is singing a spiritual truth there. Prayer changes things. And my Lord, Tashara is a dedicated ministering psalmist, and she ministers in song and word.
Mike, she is so on point, you know, because prayer really do change things. And I'm a living witness to that, you know. I was dealing with a particular situation a few years back, and I thought that there was no hope for me, man, you know. Things wasn't even getting any better. But I decided, you know, to just utilize prayer, and I started to pray, and I constantly, you know, just kept on praying and asking God to make some moves, you know, do a shift in my life. And I'm telling you, 2 weeks later, I got that call, what I was waiting for, man. Trust me, and my life changed for the better. I'm telling you, man, we serve an amazing God, and he keeps revealing himself to us time and time again, man. You know, but thank you so much, Tashara, for that beautiful song reminding us that prayer do change things, man. Thank you so much, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, a person should be content to simply be themselves. God made you who you are. So be yourself. God wants to shine your vital energy force through you.
For real, man, you know, but it's so easy to be you and so difficult to be someone else, man. So I'd rather be myself, man, because I love me and I am an original. Well, at this time, we would love to thank our international guests, Sister Rhea and her brother Paco from the Walls Group, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean, an urban American gospel hit show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, for hanging out with us today, man. We truly appreciate you. We look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is Shima Poitier. She is a radio host, a woman of God, and so much more. And I've been listening to her for years, man. You know, right here in the Bahamas on radio, man. She does an amazing show. Very inspiring. Good content, man. Awesome lady. And she comes from a musical family. Her brother is a musician. You know, they are just an amazing family. And she was just cooking up this song for many, many years. She's just sitting on it. And she finally decided to release it. She's very passionate about it. She's excited, man. I'm telling you. And she just can't. She couldn't wait to get it out there on the worldwide scene, man. And I hope you guys are blessed by this song. You know, it's different. And I am loving it. I want you guys to check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. It's entitled Catapult. So until next time, God bless you. And may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
There is an anointing that's being released even now to catapult the people of God into the Kairos of God. Ezekiel 37, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. He was catapulted, propelled.